Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Offside the Football Podcast. My name is Joffrey Ag, and today I'm joined by Kieran the Goat Morley. How are you doing, man?
I'm not too bad. It's good to be back for the third time in a row.
But you only hear this one because I've got to press record twice in a row. Silly me. Today, we're going to be doing a Europe talk. We're going to talk about the Champions League, the Europa League, and obviously the Conference League finals. One that has already happened. We tried to record before, but as I just explained, I didn't press record. We're also going to talk about our team this season regarding the Champions League and the best player of the Champions League. I think we should start off with the Europa League. Now, obviously, we know that Frankfurt did beat Rangers. In our predictions, you said that Frankfurt would win. So, your thoughts?
Well, to be fair, I didn't say it was going to go to extra time. I thought they'd win a regular time, like 1-0. But it was a good ending to the game, and the fact it went all the way was quite entertaining.
I mean, me and Sergio predicted extra time. I predicted that Rangers would win 2-1 in extra time, and they lost on penalties. But the penalties, let's talk about the penalties before we talk about it. Those penalties were good.
Yeah.
It must be said. Like,
I'm pretty sure, who was it that missed it?
Ramsey.
Yeah, didn't he get subbed on to take it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens. You know, Kepa got subbed on once. Didn't save a penalty and he missed one. So it happens to the best of us. So to talk about the game, did anything surprise? Did you watch the game or were you asleep because we live in Australia?
I was very fast asleep, but I woke up and watched the recap straight away.
Nice.
And yeah, that's why I said based on what I saw, it was it looked like it was entertaining. The Rangers played well.
I think the second half was, I missed the whole first half, but according to the analytics here in the Netherlands, they were like, it was boring. Apart from the fact that they had like 15 shots on target or on 15 shots, Frankfurt in the first half. But the second half was good. I didn't see the goal for Frankfurt. I only saw a Rebo's goal, which was cool. Well, they had chances as well.
You see the injury? I think it was in the first half. He didn't go off injured, but he literally got kicked in the head.
Roda. Yeah, I saw the scar he has on his head now.
That was crazy.
But yeah, went all the way to penalties, and then obviously the Germans beat the Scottish. I was devastated, to be fair. I wanted Rangers to win, but you wanted Rangers to win as well, but you predicted thingy would win, Frankfurt.
Yeah, I wanted Rangers to win, but I mean, I just had a gut feeling that Frankfurt would go all the way.
And that gut feeling was correct. And hopefully your gut feeling is wrong, because now we're going to move on to predicting the next two finals. Right? Yes. So we're going with the Conference League final. That's in 5 days' time.
Yep.
It is AS Roma facing Feyenoord Rotterdam. Obviously, my club. Come on. We're taking on the Giallo Rossi. Your thoughts on this game? What do you predict? What are you predicting?
As I said previously, I think Roma are going to win it. I want final to win it, but I got a feeling Roma's going to clutch out.
I mean, you haven't watched any of final recently, have you?
I have not.
No. See, this fool doesn't know what we're capable of. We've destroyed every single one of our opponents.
Really?
We averaged 2.6 goals per game. Roma only averaged one. We concede one goal per game. They concede 0.6, according to 538 American website.
They'll score, and then they'll sit back. Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, he's known to make very boring finals. But I don't know. I have a feeling that we will snatch it. And I actually said 3-1, but I'm going to change that to 2-0. I don't think Roma will score. Because Bailo is back, our goalkeeper, Dutch national team goalkeeper, is now full back to full training because he was injured. And our backup keeper has been okay, but he has some errors in his game, which we hope not to see ever again. And our left back, Tahel Malatia, who's been linked with a move to Manchester United, is also back, so that's good. So if we have a full fit 11, I think we can actually go all the way. I think that maybe we would like to win it more than Roma. Because it's just a Conference League, they might think that way. Despite the fact Jose Mourinho started crying after they won against Leicester, went through against Leicester. I don't think they won, but they went through. And he could become the first ever manager to win all three competitions. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, well, I think the trophy is a trophy. I don't think it's just going to get a we won't put our full heart into it. I think they'll go for it. And that's why you just got to hope that you score first.
Yeah, true, true. But I think we will. I think we have the top goal scorer, Cyril Dessers, 10 goals in the competition. Tammy Abraham is on 8, I think. Something along those lines. So it's going to be a good clash between the two strikers. Opposite sides, obviously. They won't actually face each other. Zaniolo is injured. I saw Mkhitaryan is injured. And also Roma have to play today against Torino in the evening. So maybe that could see some injuries happen. Spinazzola is back though, the left back. Highly. He's going to be very important to their game if he does play, because he just likes bombing forward. So that means that Reece Nelson would have to get back a lot of the times, which he doesn't really do that much. I think against PSV, he also let his man go and then they scored. So yeah, that's going to be interesting if he does play. I think that we will win 2-0. How about yourself? You're saying Roma to win?
Yeah. I reckon Roma win 1-0, 2-0. 1-0 or 2-1?
1-0 or 2-0. A team that scores 2.6 goals per
game. 1-0 or 2-1.
So you're absolutely wrong. Extra time?
Bro, it could be completely different. It could be like 6-5. You know
that. It could be. You know, you never know with the Conference League. I mean, they did lose 6-2 to Bodo/Glimt, didn't they, Roma? In the group stage.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. And did they play them again? I think they did. After the group stage, and then they knocked them out. But they lost twice to Bodo/Glimt and only beat them once.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. That doesn't make sense, to be fair, because they played four times. Anyways, 2-1 to AS Roma, according to Kieran, and 2-0 for me, for the boys in Rotterdam. That would make Feyenoord the first Dutch team to win the Conference League. You know, that would be one. I can tell all my Ajax friends that we've won a European title before them again. So, bragging rights will be good.
Yes.
And we normally don't choke, so let's hope we don't choke this time. We beat Marseille as well, 3-2, which was a good game in the cup. Yes. Defensively, though, we were pretty poor, but then in the away game we were pretty solid. Thankfully Depay also got injured. That was a big thing that played in our favor. Then moving on to the Champions League finals, obviously the biggest one out of the three. It's Liverpool versus, some would say, lucky Madrid. Would you say they're lucky?
I believe it does come down to partial luck. I think they got they came back against Chelsea and then they pulled it out of their backsides against Manchester City. Right. That comeback against Man City was just crazy. So yeah, I'd say it's a bit lucky.
Or is it rigged?
No, I don't think it's rigged. It's a bit hard to rig a thing like that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, they did beat
Liverpool's road to the final is pretty rigged. Like, you can't lie, the road that they had compared to Real Madrid
was easier.
Yeah, you know, imagine getting Villarreal.
Who was in between?
What do you mean?
In between, so they beat Inter, obviously. And then they played someone else, and then they played Villarreal.
They had Benfica.
Benfica, before. Yeah.
what?
I mean, you don't underestimate Benfica because look at them. They beat Ajax, the mighty Ajax, apparently. So
yeah, but look at Real Madrid. They had PSG, then they had Chelsea, and then they had Man City. And now they have to go through
Chelsea's Liverpool probably on the same level as Benfica. No, I'm joking.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you can't beat Leicester at home.
You're so funny. You're so funny.
No, yeah, I mean, they no, because if you look at the games that Real Madrid played, they played tougher opponents. But if you look at the games they played, like the first leg, they lost twice and they only beat, obviously, Chelsea in the first leg and lost in the second leg. But it's over one game. And that's the thing I have with Real Madrid. They always made up in the second leg this season, more so than in the first leg. I mean, against PSG, they lost 1-0. And then they came back to win 3-1. Yeah, I think so, 3-1. And then obviously they beat Chelsea 3-1. And then they lost 3-2. And then they played, obviously, Manchester City. They lost 2-4-3. And then they also won 3-1. Yeah, 3-1. So it's going to come down. And the playing styles is also very interesting. Because obviously, Real Madrid like to play with on the counter more so, because I don't think they're going to have a lot of ball possession. Do you think so? Or do you think it's going to be dominating possession?
I think Liverpool are going to dominate possession, boxing into their own half. And then, yes, they'll play counter. They'll probably play on the counter with Vinicius and probably Rodrigo. And try and isolate Liverpool's fullbacks or the space that Liverpool fullbacks create, because they attack. They're very high up the field, and also because Liverpool play such a high press, it will create more space in behind as well.
Yeah. Now, obviously, Real Madrid still have to play. Both teams still have to play again. Now, Salah is obviously came off injured against Chelsea. Do you think that's going to play a part in the game if Salah does play, or do you think they have good enough depth to make up for it slightly? Obviously, you can't just replace Salah like that, but you know, kind of close the gap.
Well, I think Liverpool's squad now has good enough depth. Like, well, we spoke about this before when we tried to make a combined Chelsea-Liverpool. They've got Jota. They've got Diaz, they've got Mane, they've got Salah, they've got Firmino, they've even got Divock Origi. He's very good. And Minamino. So I think they've definitely got the squad depth, because if Salah's out, then you just play Jota or Diaz. So yeah.
And what,
it's
what,
just
what,
unfortunate.
What will you do today? Obviously, Real Madrid play Betis. Real Madrid are already champions. Would you go out with your B team? Or would you...
Yeah, I wouldn't risk much.
Yeah, you'd go out with your B team and just take the L, I guess, then? Or
well, you don't take the L.
Younger players play?
You try and implement a few, a few tactics that you're going to try and use against Liverpool on better, see if they work.
I mean, you could definitely start the first half with your starting 11 and then take out Benzema and Vinicius. You can even
when
like
you run the risk of just a bad challenge or something, and they're not in the final. They don't get to play the final.
You can even take the midfield apart. I guess you can play Isco, Ceballos, or Valverde and Camavinga.
That's not too bad.
To rest Cruz, Casemiro, and Modric. You can start Bill, Hazard, Jovic, or Asensio, or I mean Mario played the last game.
Just to put it out there, if Real Betis beat Real Madrid and Sevilla lose, Real Betis get Champions League football.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
No, they don't. They don't. Because in La Liga, it's the results you get against that team, not goal difference.
So yeah, I thought it was goals for.
No, it's the the one-on-ones you have with that team, those games. And they lost twice, so they won't qualify. That's why they were so happy to be here with the point against Atletico, because they qualified for the Champions League. And there's nothing really to worry about. Villarreal and Athletic Club still have to play for the playoffs for or the Conference League. Now, do you think that Liverpool should do the same as we suggested that maybe Real Madrid should do, or do you think we should try and actually go for the title then?
They need the 3 points, and of course they're going to go for the. They're going to go for both because they want to get the quadruple. So they're just going to pray that Aston Villa can hold C. But I don't think I can't see. It's so hard to see City lose against Aston Villa. I just can't see that happening.
No. I mean, they could draw. I could see a potential draw. Maybe, but I think they're just going
to... I could see a draw, but, like, do you think after bottling the Champions League, like, that City squad will... I feel like that City squad will be fired up. I could see that being, like, a 5-0 win.
Fair enough, yeah.
Not 5-0, but quite a few. I reckon... This isn't financial advice, but Man City to win over 2.5 goals.
This is, by the way, we have to stress this. This is not financial advice. But if I were you, I would definitely put money on City.
Put the house on it.
Again, got to stress this. It's not financial advice. Okay, so then if we... Okay, yeah, you know what? We're going to make a team this season, but prior to this, should we make a combined Real Madrid-Liverpool team? Do you think...
But also, what's your prediction for the Champions League final?
2-0 Liverpool.
Ah, soon.
I think Van Dijk, the GOAT, deserves a Ballon d'Or.
I have no idea what's going to happen, I can't lie. But I'm hoping for
not financial advice.
I'm hoping for a Real Madrid win.
Hoping for Real Madrid win, they knocked you out. How can you be hoping for the team knocked you out to
win? Well, that means we lost to the champions.
Ah, true. I mean, final are also going to lose to the champions or win, beat.
And that's like saying, would you be fine with if it was a Real Madrid Ajax final? Would you be fine with Ajax winning it just because Real Madrid knocked you out?
I would love Real Madrid to win that again. Because I can't have it. I can't have it.
Yeah, so we've just lost two finals to Liverpool. I don't think I really care if Real Madrid
win. Yeah, true. There's some in the veins there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. They're starting to cause a problem to my mental health.
Every time I see a Liverpool top now, I just go, ah, fuck off! When I'm in the gym, yo, bro, could you please fuck off? Seen enough of you already. Fuck you, man. No. Okay. So let's switch to making a combined 11 then of Real Madrid and Liverpool players.
Yep, we do this quite a lot with different teams. So but we always end up arguing over certain players.
But there should be
Alexander Arnold. Yeah, Alisson. Yeah, I mean it's arguable for Courtois, but I think at the moment. Alisson's probably the best goalkeeper.
Yeah.
So, yes, Alisson.
Then centre-backs?
You're going to go centre-backs first. I'm going to go Virgil van Dijk and David Alaba.
I'm going to go with van Dijk and Rudiger.
Huh?
Because obviously he's almost a Real Madrid player. No, I agree. You could say that Konate in the Champions League has been very good for Liverpool. Heading in those balls. But yeah, I think Alaba is just an amazing player. Left back, Robertson. Right back, Trent.
I don't like agreeing with Trent, but I think I have to in this circumstance. And in the Champions League, I don't know. I kind of like Mendy, aren't I? But I'll agree and go Robbo.
Good. Look at him listening to me. Love it. Midfield, quickly then. CDM.
We're doing Casemiro.
Oh, man.
Why not, bro? Bro, Fabinho's got nothing on Casemiro. He'll get bitched how many they got.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave this up to you guys. So if you go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, there will be a poll for you to click on to get involved in this episode. So Kieran has gone with Casemiro. I'm going with Fabinho. So you can decide who should be in the team as our CDM. Because we will not agree, I don't think, and there's no point in arguing 30 minutes over who should be the CDM. So then moving on to the two centre mids.
Yep. Thiago and Modric.
No way. You're leaving out Curtis Jones. No, of course.
Yes, unfortunately.
Those two are by far the best players in both teams in the midfield.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the midfield.
So no Naby Keita. No Naby.
No Phil.
No
Phil Foden.
No Henderson though. No Henderson. Henderson is always.
Yeah. No Hendo. No Cruz.
No Cruz. All right. Then the left wing, right wing, and striker. Let's start off with the right wing. Easy. Slot him in straight away, Salah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Lucas Vazquez. No. yeah. Mohamed Salah. 110%.
Left wing.
Sadio Mane. He's the best player in the world. Are they serious?
And then striker.
Benzema.
Yes, I have to agree. Because I don't really think that you can put Ben alongside the likes of...
with me saying that Benzema doesn't get into this squad. But I completely disagree.
Huh?
But now that it's being recorded, you say that Benzema does get into the squad.
No, this season. But there is an argument to be made that you put Mane at striker and then play Jota or Luis Diaz, who have also been worthy.
Over Benzema.
You're saying that is a possibility. There are some people in red, wearing red, that would maybe that is a good combined 11. That's more majority Liverpool, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's like only three Real Madrid players, the rest is Liverpool. That's why I did it. Because I didn't want to overly dominate the team with Liverpool players. So I have to give in to Benzema. Look, not because he's good.
But if we were to go back a year ago and go, let's make a combined of Chelsea and Man City, I think N'Golo Kante would be the only Chelsea player that gets into that squad. And yet,
over a year ago, Lukaku would have got in. 100%. No, 100%. Lukaku would have gone in a year ago. Lukaku would have gone in.
We didn't have Lukaku. Yeah, but we didn't.
Mendy would have gone in a year ago.
Oh, Mendy as well, maybe. And argument for Kai Havertz. You know, he's a good. What else can I say?
Probably those. Oh, Jorginho would have gone in as well over Rodri. 100%.
Yeah, okay. So Kante, Jorginho, Mendy.
Actually, a year ago, it would have been the whole Chelsea team because they obviously beat them in the final. Hey,
you're so funny.
All right, let's make a combined. last but not least, let's make a combined Champions League 11. Now, I know who you're picking because we recorded twice without actually pressing record. And this is going to maybe surprise a lot of people. So, go on. Goalkeeper.
Our goalkeeper. I remember saying this is very controversial. I said big boy David De Gea, which is it's very arguable, but I think with the short period that they were in the Champions League, he definitely held his own between the sticks. So that's why I just remember watching him.
They were in a group with the semi-finalist Villarreal. So if people start chatting to us about they were in the judges' shit group, this and that, well, you know, VRL. Well,
but then he also made good saves against Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, he was very good against LA.
That wasn't enough, though. Obviously, the standard could be Mendy, Alisson, or Courtois, but I'm going.
I mean, Courtois, a vital penalty save against PSG. Messi obviously missed because Messi's not the goal.
Does one penalty save make you the goalkeeper of the tournament?
Well, if you see how far they've come because of that penalty save, maybe. And he's been very good. Not with the clean sheets, but he has some important saves.
To be fair, there is an honourable, like, a lot of people would disagree, right? But there's a very, very big opportunity for Rulli after that performance against him.
Yeah, honourable mentions, really. Man, that's got to shut his legs, bro. He's got to... You know those nets? You know those, like... He is going to get between his legs, man. Like, get him, like, stretch it so he can still make saves. But, like...
He had a great first half as well. And he just literally just threw it.
It's like, yeah, have you ever played, what was that name? New Star Soccer or something? It's a thing for your thing. And then it's like a shady character comes up to you and offers you $60 to play a shit game. Really accepted that in the second half. for every goal you concede, you get an extra 100K. He's like, okay, I'll take that. My bonus I get from winning the game. So David De Gea, I think we can agree on that. I think he's had a, and even in the Premier League, he's been amazing for United.
Yeah, it's just got a shit team in front of him.
Shit defense. Then let's go right back.
Who are you gonna say? Yup.
TAA.
That guy.
I just think he's so good, man. I just think he's so good.
He is very good.
Reece James.
But Reece James is out quite a lot, so I can't put Reece James in this squad. He was
Ivanovic. Isn't it right back?
Chelsea legend. But no, it probably will be Trent Alexander-Arnold. I can't think of anyone else that pushes him out of that starting. They're starting 11 for this season in the Champions League.
Yeah. Left back, Cancelo.
Cancelo.
Yeah, Cancelo.
Well, yeah, I'd go straight for Cancelo.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you, but I feel like people disrespect Robertson so much. It's a good
player. I know, but Robert's there. It's just... He set the bar for himself, but now Cancelo is hitting that bar, and I think Cancelo's pushed it a little bit higher.
Maybe because he's a right foot playing instead of a left back that also plays part. Gives some more people to think, oh, that's more impressive because then you have to, I don't know why it's more impressive, but he's been very good for City. So let's go Cancelo.
Yep.
It does not mean that he's better than Robertson now.
Okay.
Center backs, Van Dijk and Konate.
I was going to say...
Pau Torres from Villarreal.
Antonio Rudiger.
No.
One of mine. I know you say no, but one of mine is Antonio Rudiger. And...
Anthony Elanga.
Rudiger and... I'm torn between... Obviously, Van Dijk's a shout. Alaba is another shout. So, but for some reason in my head, after watching Rudiger play all season, he's going into that squad. Non-biased. It's just, you know, he scored against Real Madrid. What else can you do? But I don't see Van Dijk scoring against Real Madrid. Watch him score in the final. but yeah, I'm going to go Rudiger and I'll go Van Dijk as well. Fine. You got me.
All right. Well, I'm going to say Van Dijk and Pau Torres.
Okay.
Because I think Villarreal might be very far, and to make a team out of Villarreal players would be kind of weird since they made it to the finals, the semi-finals. And they gave Liverpool a very good shot in the second game when they went 2-0 up and then bottled it. Then we've got the centre mids. You know, like De Bruyne, Bruno Fernandes, Modric, Kroos, Fabinho, Kante, Rodri.
Right, what are your three?
Bernardo Silva.
Ooh.
Who else was good this year in midfield? De Bruyne and Kante.
Mine is very similar, but I like Silva had a great season, but I don't think Silva gets in there and over Thiago. So I'm going Thiago, Kante, De Bruyne.
Okay. Well, let us know, guys.
That's me not liking Liverpool players. I've just put Thiago in there just because, I don't know, I felt like he brought...
I want to change my shot from Bernardo Silva to Christian Kunku. The man was on fire before he went and relegated with Leipzig to the Europa League, because he got seven goals and got a bunch of assists in the games where he was played against Club Brugge.
But are you doing yours just based off their performance for their club or their club?
Their performances in the Champions League.
Okay.
If they had good,
because that's why, good, yeah, that's why I put David De Gea in, because
yeah, exactly.
He had a good performance. Yeah. Okay.
Now, left wing, right wing, and striker. Some very interesting shouts. We've got Hilaire, Ronaldo, obviously, Benzema, Lewandowski are some of the strikers. Mahrez, Salah are the two right wingers, I think.
What I'm saying is, why have you not said Adama Traore from Sharif?
To be fair, they'd upset quite a bit when they beat Real Madrid.
Yes. Imagine the amount of people that would have lost money on that game as well, because they would have just gone, easy win for Real Madrid.
But yeah, definitely. And then left wing is obviously Mane, Luis Diaz, Danjuma, Sané. You even have Gnabry as well in there. Vlahovic, even though he didn't really play that much in the Champions League, so you can pretty much discount him.
Sorry, so who's your right winger? I think it's just going to be Salah.
I mean, Mahrez in the Champions League has been very good.
What about Messi? He's the greatest player ever.
Bro, lies.
Come on. Yeah. fuck that guy. No. I'm going.
Can't even do it in the Farmers League. No.
I'm going to Salah.
Have to look quickly to see who's had the one. I mean, it's the obvious shout, isn't it, Salah?
It's like if you don't put Benzema in as well. It's like, it's one of those
really
things.
Though, is it? Because if I look at the player stats and we go to goals, Mahrez has 7 goals and Salah in the Champions League has less goals than Luis Diaz. So, he's 8. He's got 8. He's got, Salah. Yeah, you're right, Salah. I don't know why I was wasting everybody's time. Left wing.
I'm not going to go play left winger. I'm just going to play 2 strikers.
Okay, well, I'm playing a left winger. I'm going with Arnaud Danjuma, my boy. Bro, if you listened to the episode I created with Milan, this was before the Euros, I said they should have taken Danjuma. I pretty much invented Arnaud Danjuma, so got to stick to the fanboy club, Danjuma fanboy club. Danjuma is in my team. And you're going with 2 strikers to make it a little bit easier for yourself, I see.
I'm going to go with Karim Benzema and Sebastian Haller.
Over Robert Lewandowski, who's got 2 more goals.
I know. I was gonna go Lewandowski. I mean, like, if I didn't have Salah, I would put Lewandowski in. But I think about the goals that Lewandowski scored, like the teams he scored against.
Yeah, but look at who has fucking Haller scored against, bro?
Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, okay. That's one.
That's all you need to know, bro.
And the other one, I forgot their name. Sporting CP. There's, yeah, I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah, but like,
okay, I'll give you it. Because I'm not a hater.
And I'm pretty sure he scored. Didn't he score like 5 goals or some shit in one game?
Yeah,
4. Yeah, that was crazy. Like, he also comes from like the best team in the Netherlands as well. So like. Speechless.
Domestically, maybe, but not European. Again.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
I think that's where we will leave it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Europe Talk. It was a pleasure having you, Kieran. You want to shout anything out? People should maybe go follow you on the Instagram. You should actually follow us on the Instagram, the offside Insta. account to stay up to date to anything related to football.
Get at the Instagram.
We're pretty much better than 433. I just want to put that out there as well.
Well, I think if 433 didn't have the fan base and the size of their organization, sure. But yeah, some of the content that's on the Instagram, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Check it out.
Check it out. And that's it. My name is Jot Flag. I was joined by Kieran Morley from Melbourne, Australia.
See.
Thank you very much for listening. And we will be back with the Premier League thingy. We're going to react.
Review.
We're going to react to our predictions that we made regarding our Premier League predictions. And I can tell you, it's going to be a shambles. So stay
tuned. Was I on that? Was I on that podcast?
I do not recall. I don't remember. But we can have you back if you want. It's going to be very early for you in the morning, though, isn't it? Because they could. But you
don't. We'll see.
Because you always watch Chelsea. Die our Chelsea fan. There's barely any people before we close. Barely any people that wake up in the morning to watch their team, like Kieran.
Exactly.
So big shout out to Kieran, our Chelsea watcher. And maybe we could, because we're talking, maybe we could do a Chelsea special again because that banged.
I reckon after when we sign a few players,
just before the transfer window closes.
What direction is Chelsea going in? We'll do that one again.
If you like that, guys. So thank you very much.
Yeah, easy.
Easy. All right. Thank you very much for listening. And yeah, just share in it because just like you share your Big Mac, share the love.